Remnant Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. The Twins were in Houston last night and took a 3-0 lead over the Astros, but saw it all go away.
No balls, two strikes, two outs, empty bases. And here it comes. There he goes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 12 up, 12 down for this revitalized Astros bullpen. And they defeat the Minnesota Twins by the final score tonight of 6-4.
Twins radio with a final call from last night. Joe Ryan was good through three innings, but got lit up for six runs in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, uncharacteristic out of him. I mean, he gave up the three ground balls in that inning. The walks, I think the command is what, and then, you know, as we've talked about, we want to try to get Alvarez up as much as possible without guys on base. And, you know, you saw a guy that's a really good hitter, maybe one of the best hitters in the American League, definitely one of the best hitters in the American League. Just capitalize on it.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. The series concludes tonight at 7:10 in Houston. To the Wild, and yesterday they signed Bobby Brink to a new one-year deal.
Yeah, Bobby's a good player. You know, he's a good player. He's got offensive ability. He's got a lot of room to grow, and he needs to you know, learn certain parts of playing a certain brand of hockey, but he definitely has natural ability and instincts and the ability to produce. So, yeah, he's one of those guys that we could look to.
That's Wild General Manager Bill Guerin. Guerin should be busy today. NHL free agency opens up across the league starting this morning. The Saints doubled up Buffalo last night at CHS Field. 12-6 was the final score. That's their first home game of the second half. Game two is tonight at CHS Field. The Lynx, they're off until Friday. Yesterday, Natasha Howard was named WNBA Player of the Week. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.